morning. This meeting of the House Education Committee will come to order. Today is Monday, February 26, 2018, and the time is 8:02 a.m. Members of House Education present are Vice Chair Representative Justin Parrish, Representative Jennifer Johnston, Representative Dave Tallarico, and myself, Representative Harriet Drummond. Representative Kopp is excused, and my guess is Representative Ivy Sponholz will be joining us. We have a quorum to conduct business. Please silence your cell phones. Today, our recording secretary is Sandy Edwardson, and Madison Truitt is our LIO moderator, assisting with teleconferencing and tech support. Thank you both. Today, we will be hearing public testimony on two bills, House Bill 212, REAA and Small Muni School District Fund, and House Bill 233, Education Tax Credits, Sunset Repeals. First up, we have House Bill 212. And I see we have Mark Vink on the phone with us from Unalakleet. Mr. Vink, are you with us?
Good morning, Madam Chairperson. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to testify this morning. And I represent the Bering Strait School District. And I would like to be in support of House Bill 212. Part of the reason for my support is that I feel that with the limited dollars that are available at the state level currently, that you would be able to work on a portion of a school instead of the whole thing. An example in our own district was one of our latest projects was Shattersley. But we were able to work on a portion of that school to improve it instead of having to replace the whole school. So hopefully we can make the available dollars spread over a further pot to help all students that are eligible for this fund. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the testifier? Seeing none, thank you very much, Mr. Vink.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. Let's see. I don't see anybody else online with us. Is anyone in the room who wishes to testify on House Bill 212? Seeing no one, I will close public testimony. Is there any further discussion on House Bill 212 from the committee? We're all bright and cheerful this morning and ready to move this bill out. Are we? Okay, great. Seeing no objection, Representative Parrish, do you have a motion for us?
I move version 30-LS0741-D of House Bill 212 from the Education Committee with attached to zero fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Thank you, Representative Parrish. Any objection? No discussion. Seeing no objection, the bill passes. Let's take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Okay, we are back on the record. Next up this morning, we have public testimony on House Bill 233, Education Tax Credits, Sunset and Repeals. I have on the line Tommy Sheridan. Are you with us this morning?
Yes, good morning. I'm here. Can
yes, Mr. Sheridan, go ahead and put your name and affiliation on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you. My name is Tommy Sheridan. I'm Silver Bay Seafoods Director of Government Affairs. Excuse me. Silver Bay Seafoods strongly supports Alaska House Bill 233. For those of you who aren't familiar with Silver Bay Seafoods, the company began in 2007 as a single salmon processing facility in Sitka, Alaska, and has since grown into one of the largest seafood companies in the state, currently operating in Sitka, Craig, Valdez, Naknek, and Metlakatla. Silver Bay is dependent upon a large and diverse workforce, the likes of which can and do receive their training through the University of Alaska Southeast's School of Career Education, which includes the following programs of relevance to our operations: construction technology, diesel technology, welding, and fisheries technology. With regards to the seafood processing industry in particular, funding made possible through education tax credits have resulted in several notable and relevant training opportunities for Alaskan youth. A recent and significant example includes At-Sea Processors Association and Gold Belt Incorporated funding of the UAS Fisheries Technology Program during the 2017 through 2018 academic year. As a part of these activities, At-Sea Processors Association and Gold Belt funded over 50 Alaskan high school students to take on university-level fisheries coursework all over the state, from Kodiak to Juneau and Sitka to Unalaska, Galena, and Petersburg. This included a summertime hands-on exposure to oceanography and 22 students taking an iPad-based Introduction to Oceanography course for University of Alaska General Education credit. I personally benefited from similar financial assistance several years ago as a student in the Fisheries Technology Program. With financial assistance made possible by donations from Icicle Seafoods, I completed an undergraduate certificate in Fisheries Technology before going on to complete several graduate-level programs at Oregon State University, including a graduate certificate in Fisheries Management and a Master's of Science in Fisheries and Wildlife Administration with a graduate minor in Rural Studies. In summary, extension of the Education Tax Credit Program through House Bill 233 will continue to promote private investment in Alaskan higher education, which is essential to ensuring that Alaskans learn the skills needed to sustain and grow Alaska's commercial fishing industry. Silver Bay Seafoods is supportive of these efforts, and thank you for your consideration of this important legislation.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sheridan. Any questions for the testifier? If not, thank you very much, Mr. Sheridan, for calling in today. We'll move
thank
on
you.
To Megan Reby, UA Foundation.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name is Megan Reby. I am Executive Director of the University of Alaska Foundation. And over the years, the Education Tax Credit has provided a wealth of private resources flowing to the university from private industry. The testimony from Mr. Sheridan summed it up very well. As you can tell, this is private funding going into building Alaska's workforce for the future and promoting economic growth and prosperity. Particularly from the fisheries industry and the mining industries, we have had great support. Support that is critical to both the companies that provide that support and to the university. Our donors prefer to plan their giving well in advance, so we often get 3 to 5 year pledges for major gifts for these workforce development programs and for research and teaching as well. And so I urge you to pass this legislation through so that donors can plan for their future private giving to the University of Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Reby. Any questions for the speaker? All right. If not, thank you once again. Is there anyone present in the room who wishes to testify on House Bill 233? Okay. Seeing no one, I will note that Representative Sponholz joined us at 8:07. And I will close public testimony. Is there any further discussion on House Bill 233, Education Tax Credits? Representative Tallarico.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. And I just think it's appropriate for us for the record that this is an extension of the program. And so, if I'm not mistaken, we'll be extending it out to 2025, I believe, January
right.
2025. And then actually within statute, scheduled to repeal at that point. This will extend the program on that part. Thank you.
All right. Great. Yes, you're correct. Till January 1st, 2025. Thank you, Representative Tallarico. Anyone else? Representative Sponholz.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I just wanted to sort of make a brief comment, and that is that, you know, I had the opportunity to work at the University of Alaska for about 8 years, and was able to firsthand, educate the community about the education tax credit and the opportunity that it provides for the private sector to invest in the university. And I think it's a really strategic kind of a tax credit in that it really it incentivizes investment in the university in workforce development programs, which then generates, you know, trained Alaskans that are ready for the kinds of jobs that we need them to be ready for. And so, you know, I know that there's been huge investments by the mining industry, by the oil and gas industry, by the fisheries industry, and many others utilizing the education tax credit and investing in the University of Alaska. And it's, you know, it's been a really important program that's had a great return on investment for a long time. We've seen it, the program expand over, in previous iterations to allow for, you know, additional kinds of, educational programs to qualify, including K-12 schools that are providing education. And I think that's a really positive thing, particularly in light of our budget shortfalls. And so I just wanted to get that out there on the record and say how strongly I support this bill.
All right. Great. Thank you, Representative Spanholz. Anyone else? Representative Parrish, do you have a motion for us?
I move version 30-LS0152/O of HB 233 from the Education Committee with attached fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Thank you, Representative Parrish. Seeing no objection, the bill passes. Let's take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Okay, we are back on the record. Having passed two bills in about 12 minutes, we are doing very well, folks. The next House Education Committee meeting will be Wednesday, February 28th at 8 a.m. when we will be hearing House Bill 339, Increase Base Student Allocation. And with that, we are adjourned at 8:17 a.m.